Welcome to a special Grady Show. On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM. Hello, I'm Xanthi Behrman and this is Grady, celebrating albums that turn 40 this year. And I'm going to start with Sade's Diamond Life. Recording took 6 weeks at London's Power Plant Studios, with the album containing a variety of musical elements, including soul, jazz and sophisti-pop, mostly with love lyrics. The album received widespread acclaim from music critics and went on to win the 1985 Brit Award for Best British Album.
He's loving with another girl and playing with another heart. Placing high stakes, making heartache. He's loved in 7 languages. Diamond lights and ruby lights, high in the sky. Heaven help him when he falls. Diamond
space. operator from her album Diamond Life that turns 40 this year. Hello, I'm Xanthi Behrman and this is a special Greaties on Phoenix FM. We're local radio for Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas and across the world on phoenixfm.com. This is a special show when I'm playing tracks from albums that turn 40 this year. And the best-selling album of 1984 was Lionel Richie's Can't Slow Down. 5 singles were released from the album, all of which hit the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100 chart, including 2 that reached number 1, All Night Long and Hello. The album subsequently won the Grammy Award for Album of the Year at the 27th Annual Grammys in 1985. Lionel Richie performed this song at the closing ceremonies of the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. It's All Night Long.
Well, my friends, the time has come. Raise the roof and have some fun. Throw away the work to be done. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Richie's album that turns 40 this year, Can't Slow Down. Now, George Michael and Andrew Ridgeley had more control over their second album's production, and George was also credited as a producer. Wham's Make It Big featured the hit singles Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go, Everything She Wants, Freedom and Careless Whisper, and the album cemented their place as pop icons, going to number one here and in America. Sony Music have re-released the album on special edition colour and black vinyl for the first time in over 30 years. Before You Go-Go, a number one in 1984. Celebrating albums that turn 40 this year. And this one was recorded in Los Angeles. The album's title comes from a comment Roger Taylor made as recording began. He said, "Let's give them the works." Queen's The Works failed to reach number one, but did spend 94 weeks on our albums chart, which is the longest for a Queen studio album. The Works opens with Radio Gaga, written and composed by Roger Taylor after he heard his three-year-old son Felix say Radio Kaka. We'll be right back.
Xanthi Behrman on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM.
I've only got myself to blame. It's just a simple fact of life. It can happen to anyone. You win, you lose. It's a chance you have to take with love. Oh yeah, I fell in love, but now you say it's over and I'm falling apart.
It's a Hard Life, the third single from their album The Works from 1984. Released in October of 84, Welcome to the Pleasure Dome from Frankie Goes to Hollywood sold around 250,000 copies in its first week, and it went straight to the top of the UK album chart. In fact, it was still in the top 20 in May 1985. Richard Cook wrote in NME, "After the echoes of The Power of Love have been borne away, there is a concluding shower of sparks from the wand, a teasing adios from the carnival that wants never to stop." Zampi Behrman, and I'm celebrating albums that turn 40 this year. Into the Gap by the Thompson Twins was a double platinum album that was number one for 3 weeks in February and March 1984. Nearly every song on the album differed from the others, with each track taking the listener on a different musical journey. I asked Tom Bailey from the Thompson Twins recently if the album was recorded in the Bahamas.
Yes, at Compass Point Studios. Well, we'd done that on the previous album, which was called Quick Step and Sidekicks. We were invited out to the Bahamas by our producer to work in a studio there. And it kind of worked well to do the initial recording and then bring it back to the UK and finish it off and mix it in London. It worked so well on that album, we thought, let's do it again with Into the Gap.
Is it a beautiful place?
It is. Well, I mean, one of the reasons you go to a place like that is to get on with the work, to be honest. So it was a swim around the reef in the morning and then in the studio for the rest of the day.
I saw you there, just standing there. Again.
Can't you see?
single from the Thompson Twins album Into the Gap. That was Doctor Doctor. Next up is the first live album by the rock band Dire Straits. It was recorded at the Hammersmith Odeon in London. And the album features songs from the band's first four albums and Mark Knopfler's Local Hero soundtrack. This track was originally from 1980 for their third album, Making Movies. But here is their live version of Espresso Love.
Yes, you get a sun in the daytime. She get the perfume in the dust. And then she come out in the nighttime with a honeysuckle.
Yeah.
the live version of Espresso Love from Dire Straits' album Alchemy. Dire Straits Live. Well, the debut album by Alison Moyet, following her departure from the band Yazoo, was titled Alf. Deanne Pearson from pop magazine Number One said, "If you want genuine, heartfelt love songs, cries of passion without cliché, look no further than Alf. With a heart as big as her voice, Alison Moyet is one of the singer-songwriters of the 80s. The album featured the singles Love Resurrection, All Cried Out, Invisible and For You Only.
Ready to embrace the day as we both break. When the lights are in, it found me wide awake. Wasted from a sleepless night, I wish to touch your hand.
Love Resurrection from Alison Moyet. The official debut album Café Bleu included a large number of extra musicians, known as honorary counsellors, including Tracy Thorne and Ben Watt from Everything But The Girl. The next celebration of an album turning 40 this year is for the Style Council's Café Bleu. And this is the album version of My Ever-Changing Moods.
Till I turns to moonlight and I'm at my best, yeah, praising the way it all works and gazing upon the rest. Silence the winds after the pass. I wish we knew together. This time the bus is soon. Oh, but we're caught up in the wilderness and ever-changing moods. Sins that they fall through another's evil mind. The love of the hate, the love we live to later. The love of the hate, the love we live to later. I wish we'd wake up one day and everyone feel blue. Oh, but we're caught up in the daily and ever-changing mood, yeah. Message for me line, but I know which way I run to if the choice was mine. The past is our knowledge, the present our mistake, and the future we always leave too late. I wish we'd come to our senses and see there is no truth. Oh, the supermarket.
Version of My Ever-Changing Moods, which features vocals by Paul Weller, only accompanied by acoustic piano. Hello, I'm Xanthi Behrman, and I'm celebrating albums that turn 40 this year. His debut album entered the charts at number one and went on to spend 57 weeks in the charts. Humans Live was certified gold and platinum in several countries, and it gave Howard Jones a loyal teen following. His parents even ran his fan club. The four singles from the album reached the top 20. New Song, Hide and Seek, Pearl in the Shell, and What is Love went to number two.
What is love? In a way, this ain't it.
Howard Jones with What Is Love. Next up, recorded in London, Tina Turner's comeback album was a triumph both critically and commercially, selling more than 20 million copies worldwide and winning 3 Grammy Awards, including Record of the Year and Best Female Vocal Performance for What Is Love Got to Do with It. Slant magazine said Private Dancer established Turner not only as a genuine diva, but a bona fide force of nature.
Well, the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their names. You don't think of them as human. You don't think of them at all. You keep your mind on the money, keeping your eyes on the wall. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. Do what you want me to do. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. And any old music will do. I wanna make $1 million. I wanna live out by the sea. Have a husband and some children. Yeah, I guess I want a family. All the men come in these places, and the men are all the same. You don't look at their faces, and you don't ask their name. I'm your private dancer, a dancer for money. I'll do what you want. A dancer for money, and any old music will do.
Turner's Private Dancer from the album of the same name. Parade was an album conceived for a huge global tour, following on from Spandau Ballet's success of their albums True and Diamond. Lead singer Tony Hadley recalled there was a